The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
Pot roast is one of my favorite.
Pot roast is so good.
Pot roast is like my favorite. I described this to Katie.
The pot roast is a Sunday meal.
Pot roast is a Sunday dinner.
Like, I can't have a pot roast on a Thursday. But if I'm not having a pot roast on a Sunday.
It makes total sense.
I don't want it.
Makes total sense.
I'll post it on the full.
The fact that she doesn't understand that. I don't know if it's a red flag, but it's a beige flag.
You're not wrong.
I'm Kyle.
Get a job, Jimmy.
Honestly.
Get a job.
Do weeds not need to be pulled, Jimmy? I'll post it on the pool. Can little Jimmy take out a loan? Because yes, he can.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Use your parents' home equity, and you can finance that trip to the state capitol building.
State capitol.
So then in 10 years, you then can be disappointed in politics. But this way, you have a monthly payment to remind you of it forever.
Now, here they are, two guys who are living in style, Steve and Kyle.
Listen to that. Listen to that idiot machine.
You know, it's days like today, Steve, where I feel like you and I are in a little bit of a different headspace today.
Are we?
And that's just from the very few minutes of back and forth we had when I come into the house.
Yeah.
Feel like you're a little fatigued? Maybe having a little travel hangover?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it
had no idea you traveled, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
do not follow the podcast.
Down in the trenches in Northeast PA from Thursday to Saturday.
It's funny. I had seen a post, I think, from you about this. I mean, it's a place that I would love.
Mm-hmm.
The drinks and skulls.
Oh, this was a cool place.
So I'm like Googling it because it says Old Church or something like that on one of your posts.
This place is right up your alley.
Yeah.
Bats. Things that go bump in the night.
Don't tell me.
What is the third? Oh, of course, a mask.
Of course. So you're telling me that those were all around.
Abundant. I mean, walls painted black, ceiling black, now, tables black.
I know most of the people associated with that program.
Yeah. Well,
at this point, I think you just keep adding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're up to 14 now.
Feels like the Dan Patrick show.
Uh-huh. There. Yeah, just yeah. The
continually adding producers.
The Free Beerettes. And the Hot Wingsettes.
That's right. They do a dance every morning. And on the Thanksgiving Day parade. It doesn't seem to be like the vibe of that group. So I was a bit surprised.
Well, we were surprised too. Because if you're not familiar what we're talking about, the side gig, we were traveling. We had a live morning show and a live night show in Northeast Pennsylvania this past week. So
Kyle Fathead Tour just missed it. That's entirely on us.
Already wrapping up 2024. So
could you guys move that to the summertime?
Sure. Yeah.
Give us a little more time to plan.
Right. Yeah. Because I'm sure that would make all the difference.
That's obviously the problem here.
Yeah. So I have a contact with a good friend of ours who works at the radio station there. And he's kind of like the person that plans everything when we're coming out there. So the day before we left, I think, it was on Wednesday, I texted him and I was like, hey, man, just want to make sure everything's good. Our flight gets in at this time.
The limo should be there 10 minutes before.
If by limo, you mean the Nissan Pathfinder. It
Whoa.
Was there. It was there.
So for the Free Beerettes.
Right. Yeah. All 12 of us.
Everybody piled into the Nissan Pathfinder.
Everybody in the Pathfinder.
Oh.
So we... he had texted me back and he said, yep, we're good to go. Gave me a couple little details about some blah, blah, blah. And he said, by the way, I'm really excited about where we're taking you to dinner tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, going to dinner. Sweet. I was like, what kind of place is it? Thinking like, I don't know, is it a steakhouse or a, sushi place? Tell me, give me the info. And he said, It's different. That's all I'm going to tell you. And their drinks are amazing.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm on board. I like this. So we talked about this on the side gig the other day, and we immediately started getting texts from people from that area saying, oh, I bet it's this place. I bet it's this place. I bet it's this place. And one of the places that somebody said it was, it ended up being correct. Mm-hmm. It's called Noir Dark Spirits. And it's in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Which is when you think traditional haunted spooky ghost town.
Wilkes-Barre comes to mind.
You're thinking Wilkes-Barre.
Well, I mean, it is. At that point, I'm not sure how far it is, but you're very close in location to. Have you ever heard of Centralia?
No.
Oh, you would love the story of Centralia.
Now, you know me, because I am a PA guy at heart.
Yeah.
PA/Jersey guy at heart. I've longed.
You were born in the wrong place.
Yeah. I've longed to retcon my life and mm-hmm. just restart it
yeah.
as somebody who is known for being an Eastern Seaboard person.
Centralia was a mining, because a lot of the towns in that area are, you know, that's what they were founded on, mining communities, mining towns. Centralia, I think it was in, I could be way off on the timeline, but I think it was in like the 60s or the 70s. Mm-hmm. There was a fire in one of the mines, and it is still burning.
Oh, good.
And
one of those.
The town has just been abandoned because eventually it's all just going to like collapse in on itself.
Now, is it?
But yeah, there's an underground
in the mine.
Yeah, it's an underground mine fire that has been burning for like 50 years.
Wow.
You need to look this up.
Nobody headed in there with like a one fire extinguisher to really get to the bottom
you know,
of
I
it?
Don't, or? Yeah, maybe they haven't thought of that yet.
I'll send them an email.
Yeah, I guess this maybe set up a sprinkler.
Yeah. You guys ever heard of irrigation? Right?
So yeah, the town has just been abandoned.
Okay.
But anyway, so we're in Wilkes-Barre. We pull up at this place called Noir Dark Spirits, and you walk in. And it's exactly like you would think. Everything is just dark, and there's like skull things on the wall, and the walls are black. The floor is black. The ceiling's black. Like, we're looking at the menus, but we all had to take out our phones and use the flashlight because it's so dimly lit in there.
So not only does, to me, it seem like the group would be out of place. And this is obviously not based in anything about actual personal lives. I've just never once would have pegged that gang as being like, let's go to the spook bar.
Yeah, you're very correct. So you look at the menu and there's all kinds of like crazy things on there. Like there's a salad that has like tarantula in it, like legit tarantula.
Big fan. Okay,
and then,
love it.
And then there's like gator and all kinds of stuff. So I find I was craving a burger so hard that night, and they have like their specialty house burger. I forget what it was called.
Did it have like the fingers of newt ground into the meat or something like that?
It did not. No, but okay. It was like three different kinds of beef, and there was like a sliver of cow tongue on top of it and everything. Like just weird, weird stuff. But their presentation is amazing because I ordered this thing and they bring it out, and instead of food, you know, typically, how do you get food when you're at a restaurant?
You're going to get it on a plate.
You're going to get it on a plate or in a bowl.
Basket.
Or a basket. They bring it out. And did you see the picture that I posted?
Oh, God, no.
On my, I had posted
can,
it on my,
it
on my story. The food was delivered inside of a small black Gothic church.
Oh, really?
Like it was like the size of a dollhouse.
Yeah.
So when they put it on the table in front of me, if we're sitting across from each other, it's up at my eye level. So if we're trying to have a conversation, I have to peer around, again, a small black Gothic wooden church.
Sorry, just got to lean around this spire of Jesus and my burger to hear what you're saying. What was that?
So, I mean, I couldn't stop laughing because it was here.
Maybe we can throw this on our social media as well.
Yeah, just so here's. Here's the picture.
Oh my God. Is that wood?
Yeah, it's made of wood.
Okay.
And as you can see, like the food kind of slides into it.
Now, is this the type of place, are they giving you the option? Can you buy that as like a trinket?
Oh, I don't know.
On the way? Because that feels like, hey, obviously they're going to reuse it.
Sure.
They're made, whether by hand or whatever.
Can you put them in
whatever.
A dishwasher? I can't imagine. Right?
I can't imagine wood. Yeah. Can you put wood in the dishwasher?
I don't know. Maybe put it on the pole.
Yeah.
Can you put a small...
Can you put a small wooden gothic church in the dishwasher?
Yeah. So I'm blown away by the presentation. I was like, this is amazing. Everyone's taking pictures of stuff. But then I go to try and eat the burger. And it's one of those burgers that, like, it's not going to be a clean eat.
Right.
When you pick it up, you're going to bite in and some kind of sauce is going to drip out.
Give me some
out,
toppings or, on your burger.
Whatever the... I ordered it essentially as is. So
it's probably got some onions.
It's got some bacon on it. Yeah, some lettuce. The normal stuff.
But these places are prone to throw, you know, whatchamacallit aioli.
Exactly, yeah. There was an aioli something on there. So it's one of those burgers that when you pick it up, you know you're going to be wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the thing, which everyone knows. You lean over the table and over the plate when you take a bite of it because you know that it's going to, like, mm-hmm. plop some out.
By the way, aioli, far and away, the most Italian condiment imaginable.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I think aioli jumped the shark a little bit.
Did it?
But, I mean, there's garlic and there's like a million different forms.
Man, good garlic aioli. Put that on the poll. Did aioli jump the shark?
I'll put it to is aioli the most Italian, and did aioli jump the shark?
Okay.
Yeah, I hate to rail on aioli industry, but
that's all right. You know, that's
all right. Big aioli's probably not listening.
So I pick the burger up and I pull it out of its church that it's entombed in, mm-hmm. take a bite of it, and then I have to try and like slide it back into the church, and it proved to be a little bit difficult. So when the waitress came back out, I said, look, presentation A+, this is amazing, but do you think I could get a plate because it's a little inconvenient? And she just looked at me and she said, yeah, we get that a lot. So
maybe make some adjustments, maybe provide plate with gothic church.
No, but then I had totally missed. She's like, actually, if you look, the burger and the fries were sitting on a small tray inside of the Gothic church. So you could easily take the tray out, set that on the table, and then, push the Gothic church off to the side.
So you made a fool of yourself.
I did. I mean, look, I was, again, blown away by the presentation.
Well, and like you already openly admitted, you had already gone full old man, the whole lot of you, by needing phone flashlights to look at the menu. Yeah. And I'm guessing somebody complained about the smell and maybe
pretty accurate. No, I mean, not about the smell, but yeah, we were all sitting there with our phone flashlights and everything. But this place was so cool. There was a point where the owner, Josh, he came out because he's good friends with the guy who runs the radio station there. So that's how they coordinated this. He's like, oh, you want to check out this other room? We're like, yeah, let's check it out. So he walks up to a bookcase on the wall, like pulls a lever.
Yeah.
That swings open. And then we go into this like little, it's like a speakeasy area.
Okay.
So there's these big chairs where the backs of the chairs are 8 feet tall and it's all that tucked button upholstery and everything.
Yeah.
It was so cool. I think you need to make a trip to Northeast PA. I know that you're planning your ultimate East Coast adventure.
Noir
Dark Spirits in Wilkes-Barre, PA.
Well, let's see. I'm planning a real quick trip out to PA here in August. Let me see how much
Where of you
a
going?
Drive that
Where
would
you
be.
Where are you going?
Steve, I'm finally getting back to Gettysburg.
Oh, Gettysburg.
I've been itching for a while. I was just going to Google how far.
I don't think it's going to be that far out of your way.
Okay. But
we digress.
Yeah. Going back, let's see, 2 hours and 18 minutes. So that's not gonna
It's happen. Worth it. I'm telling you, it's worth it.
Hmm. The reason I brought this up is because I feel like I get a certain way after we not skip a week, but when we adjust our recording schedule a little bit. Because, man, I was raring to go. I'm ready to rock.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and I get the Sleepy Steve syndrome. That's the triple S. Where I just feel like, man, you've been traveling all weekend. You're beat down. You did you did an extra show on Friday. You hammered a bunch of gothic booze.
Very good drinks, by the way.
Were they?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, you got to look at the menu. But we digress.
Oh, yeah. And you come back, and obviously you're a little beat down.
A little tired, right? Yeah. But honestly, though, I feel pretty good. I had a good night's sleep last night. I went to bed somewhat early and slept. My wife and my children are at my in-law's house.
Oh, okay, so they're gone. Okay.
Yeah, because
they came home to an empty house, which, give it 5 years, will be the norm.
Oh, boy. It's... It's a weird feeling, man.
I hate
like, I know that it, like for you, I'm sure it doesn't happen often. For me, it doesn't happen often, but I walk in the door. I walked in the door after almost being locked out of the house because I didn't have my keys on me.
You're yelling in the ring to nobody.
Luckily, Annette had left the house key like hanging on a hook out in the garage, which I didn't know about. She didn't tell me. I just happened to look over and see it house. There.
Okay.
I get into the house and I'm like, where is everyone?
Daddy's home. And even I though didn't I knew trinkets.
I knew they weren't going to be there. It was just, I walk in the door. But it's also kind of nice because when I get home from a trip, first thing I want to do, unpack everything, throw all my laundry in the hamper, in the laundry room, pack up my bag, get everything packed up in my bag so I know that it's there for the next trip in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So that way, the night before the next trip, I can just pull out the bag, throw my clothes in there, and boom, be on my way.
I envy. I really do. I mean, you're all pieces of garbage, but I envy the person who can come home from travel and just crash.
Oh.
Right? Me, I'm already, whether it's a flight home, car ride home, I'm four steps deep in my head about what I need to do, what needs to be done.
Same.
Trying to coordinate, especially if it's a day. I mean, granted, it's a little bit different, but if you have to work the next day, for me, it's even heightened.
Yeah, that's right? Why I always try to have that buffer day.
Yeah. I did not do that with my Las Vegas trip, but we can get to that. Mm-hmm. We can get to that later. I have this coming up, same thing you had in July. My wife and son are going to visit my brother-in-law for a few nights. And I already don't know what to do, Steve. I already don't know what to do.
What are the dates of it?
27 of July through, I believe, 30.
Okay, let's see. What am I doing? 27.
So, I mean, I know in my head, so you got, I'll have a podcast day.
Like a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, it's obvious. You gotta go to the bar,
right?
Because that's what guys do.
That's what young, handsome dudes do.
Yeah. I mean, the ball game will be on that night.
All the ball games.
So you gotta watch the ball game. Yeah. Maybe stop by an auto parts store.
Yeah.
Check out the sweet new...
See if there's any good headlight deals.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Those are the new HDX bulbs? Yeah.
I'm not sure why you're having so much trouble coming up with your itinerary. It seems like it's kind of, written itself. Oh, and of course, sit on the couch with your hand down the front of your pants.
Yeah, well, okay, so you've just filled Saturday and Sunday, so I'll have to jam in bar, ball game, auto parts store on Monday night and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because obviously all of Saturday and all of Sunday will be sitting on couch wondering what I'm supposed to do with hand down pants.
Drinking cheap beer.
Right, of course.
Yeah, and not turning it off, turning the TV off of Dude Network. Which is guys kicking each other in the balls.
Yeah. And then yelling bro at each other.
Bro.
And then slamming beers like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right. Yeah. So what's the issue?
The reason that I'm glad this got brought up this way, because in just a few short weeks, less than 1 month, Steve, you and I are going to be taking another trip. Our first trip together in a couple of years.
Kind of forgot about it.
And the way you describe how this kind of travel went for you and way home and you had a good night's sleep because you came home to the empty house, the foreshadowing, if you want to call it that.
some would.
Not me.
No. No, of course not.
Some.
Some very rude people.
Some thoughtless ogres.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just looking at my calendar right now, because whenever I book a flight, I have all the flight details, like they automatically sync to my calendar. May 16th through the 18th looks rough. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, let's run down your days for those few days because we're getting older. I mean, there's no arguing about it. I complain here almost weekly on how I feel like an old man in certain scenarios. Mm-hmm. And you and I are the same age, both in early 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
And one, travel just beats you down in a different manner.
It can.
And especially travel. Work travel for you is probably preferable to family travel. Not that there's anything wrong with family, but in terms of exhausting.
So much less that I'm responsible for, too. I'm responsible for me, making sure I'm at the airport on time and getting on the plane on time, whereas when we're traveling, it's me and at least one child. Well, Annette has the other child, if we divide and conquer like that. It's Hey, don't go that way. Don't pick that up. Did you bring this? Did you bring that?
Oh, and then sit still for 3 hours before layover in, you know, Columbus.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So do you want to run down my schedule? Yeah,
let's go through your schedule. And again, we'll get to why I brought this up. I promise.
Okay.
Any moment.
All right. So Thursday, May 16th, I'm going to wake up my normal time, about 3:45 a.m. Okay. Going to work, do the radio.
One or two snoozes on that, or you hop out of bed?
A couple snoozes, probably. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a 4:05 run.
Yeah. So I'm going in, doing the radio show until 10:15 or so.
I guess go that long, huh?
Immediately leaving, driving straight to the airport for my flight that leaves Grand Rapids at 11:56.
Which honestly is preferable, right? Like for you, instead of having to come home and have a long wait. But so that's okay. Granted, it just adds to it's a long continued series of events.
I'm sorry, it leaves at 12:15. So it leaves at 12:15, goes through Detroit. We're in Detroit for about an hour, and we fly on to. We're in LaGuardia for
This Thursday? It's in May. I thought we were talking about this week.
No, then I'm going to be in LaGuardia for a little bit. From LaGuardia up to Portland, Maine, mm-hmm. where we'll probably go out to dinner that night. I'll get to bed, I don't know, 10:30. So, relatively long day.
Long day.
Wake up the next morning, do the radio show in Portland, Maine. Get back to the hotel, 11:30. Hang out there for just a couple of hours. Turn around, go back to the venue for sound check for the night show, set up for that, do the show, get out of there probably around 10:30. Back to the hotel. The next day, life's going to hit me hard because at about 4 a.m., my alarm's going to go off.
So now we're now on to the 17th.
Yeah, the 18th. Yeah, I'm going to wake up the morning of the 18th.
So no night show, correct? On the 6th?
No, there is. There's a night show on the 17th.
We got to talk Fathead then. We're going to have to talk Fathead there.
Yeah. So I'm going to wake up, fly to, I think my flight leaves at like 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. to Detroit, mm-hmm. where we will rendezvous.
Headed home, right?
You and I will rendezvous in Detroit, where we will hang out for, I don't know, it looks like roughly an hour, mm-hmm. and then hop on a flight to take us to... Austin, Texas.
That's right. The show me state. We are headed down there.
Going to Austin, Texas. We get in around, I think around 11.
I guess it's 10:45. And I would assume that is Austin, Texas.
Don't know.
Time.
Doesn't matter to me. Don't know. Don't care.
Not planning on remotely trying to change anything watch phone wise.
No, it'll do it automatically.
Yeah. I'll set an alarm to say go back to airport. And that's when I know we'll need to leave.
So we'll be on the ground in Austin sl/ Kyle, Texas for, I think we've worked it out. Best case scenario, we get 4 hours on the ground.
Well, literally on the ground, 6 hours. Yeah. Outside of airport time, take out of that what you will in terms of travel to and fro, waiting in security, getting out, mm-hmm. whatever. All of that minutia. And I think the world's best case scenario is 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Tops.
Yeah.
And in that time, we have to figure out, we have to record enough content for a podcast because we are not seeing each other Sunday.
Oh, no.
There's no chance. We are going to cobble together whatever it is we have mm-hmm. to make a semblance of an episode.
Yeah, maybe at the most, maybe we'll get together like on Monday for about 20 minutes just to
do like an intro.
Yeah. Cut a little, you know, some of the connecting pieces to tie the whole thing together.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, the reason we're going to Austin / Kyle, Texas is for the world's largest gathering of Kyles.
That's right. Kyle Fest. It's happening May 18. And I think this is the year. Granted, last year they were about 1,000 people short out of the 2,500 person goal to set the world record for the gathering of the most people with the same name in one place.
Mm-hmm. So that's open to men, women,
children.
Is it just, does it have to specifically be spelled K-Y-L-E?
It does. They're very specific on the website. First name only.
Okay.
K-Y-L-E. And again, this is happening at Lake Kyle Park, which is about 25 miles away from Austin, mm-hmm. Austin proper. I was telling a friend on my own trip last week in Vegas about this coming up, and it's UP Chris, so he's aware. And oh man, you've got to go to 8th Street or whatever. And also, I said, Chris, we are going to be on the ground again for less than one quarter of one day.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the amount of time that we're going to be on the ground is roughly the amount of time that a football game is on TV.
Yes. Honestly, like there's a good chance you and I are going to be missing a good ball game just while we're on the ground. Yeah. And that's it. So we're going to do that. We're going to be on the ground. We're going to throw together some content. I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be fun. I'm obviously more excited than you because you're going to be waking up at 4 a.m. and flying off of work.
Right. And it's not, I mean, it's not Steve Fest.
Right.
Look, I'm just there. I'm just there for support for you.
Yeah. And again, this is May 18, Lake Kyle. We've got ribs, margaritas, carnival rides, and a whole mess of things on a stick ready to dig into. Plus a live music lineup that'll wear out your boots on the dance floor.
If we can get a couple of ribs, day is worth it.
Yeah, I had someone reach out and talk about, I was joking that, you know, worst case scenarios, we're eating airport ribs. And someone said, hey, there's actually not a bad airport rib joint at Austin.
You know something? I bet that Texas airport ribs are probably still better than any ribs I've ever had.
Probably, but I still need to get them in an open field at Lake Kyle.
Yeah.
Near Austin, Texas.
So once we do that, there's only really one thing that you need to be there for, and that's like the official counting of the Kyles.
1 p.m.
So at 1 p.m., as long as you're counted, we're free and clear.
Yeah.
And we have to be back to the airport. I think our flight is at 4:45. Yes, we're flying back the same day.
You're darn right. We are. We have a desire to sleep in our own beds and to really bother our own family when we do get in the house.
But, by the way, if you get a ride to the airport in the morning, I don't know how likely that is because you'd have to get there pretty early. I can give you a lift back because my car's already going to be there.
Yeah. Boy, I might do that.
You're going to wake up the family at like 4 a.m. and say, hey, let's go.
In my mind, I was planning on just leaving my car as well.
Papa's got to go to Kyle Fest. I mean, look, if you want to save upwards of $20.
Yeah, you know, but maybe I just drive my car and leave my family out of this. It's already going to be a hassle to ask Katie to be awake at nearly 11.
You park it in the cell phone lot.
Yeah.
And then just run.
Not a bad jog. There won't be anybody there. Again, our flight leaves at 6-something out of Grand Rapids.
Your flight leaves at 6-something.
Right.
I will have been in the air for an hour and a half at that point.
So this is happening. And while there obviously are options for us when we get to the Austin airport, we are reaching out. I believe we have a couple listeners. Now, one reached out and can't help us. I believe that was Martha.
Why'd you reach out then?
It's kind of rude. Kind of got my hopes up. If you are on the ground, near the ground of Austin, Texas, and you are free on Saturday, May 18, please, if you are willing to commute us to and or from the Austin airport to Lake Kyle Park. Again, it's about 25 miles. Hang out with us for the day. Again, there's food trucks. There's live music. Again, the big event, 1 o'clock, counting of the Kyles.
The big event. Whew.
We are looking for that. Otherwise, I'm leaning towards trying to rent a car. That just adds a little bit of time for us in the airport that I prefer not to do.
The car rental process, the pickup, never quick.
Now, the other option I wanted to bring up to you that I believe you've utilized before, I never have, is one of the apps. Have you used one of the apps to borrow cars?
Turo, yeah. I used Turo.
This is years ago, I thought.
Yeah, I used Turo. It was before Evelyn was born. So, yeah, probably, I think Annette and I were in Denver, and we used Turo, and it was great.
Do we look into that? Otherwise,
absolutely.
Otherwise, we're essentially ponying up for a cab or an Uber.
Yeah, it's just a matter of where we'll be able to pick up a Turo. Because I don't know, I would assume that they can't. You know, if you're renting your car out on Turo, you probably can't just leave it at the airport.
Right,
I would assume you have to have it
brought to you or something.
Well, the way that we did it one time, it was when we were in Denver, we rented a car through Turo, and it seemed like it was parked in like the parking lot of where this person lived, like in their apartment complex parking lot, because we got in the car and then, you know, the instructions said like, The card to get out of the parking lot and in the parking lot is in the visor or something. So we just scanned in and out. But yeah, we can definitely try that. I think that would be quicker. That would be better than renting a car. It would be probably a lot cheaper than an Uber. But yeah, worst case scenario, we'll just get an Uber. We'll be at the airport. That would probably be the quickest option.
In terms of getting out of there, that will absolutely be the quickest. Yeah. But our preference would be for multiple reasons. One, because, well, one, it'd be easier on us. But two, I think it'd be fun to have someone else involved in this disaster.
Whenever we go on these stupid adventures, It's always fun to have people with us. We had a big crew with us in Boston when we went there. We had a big crew in Van Wert when we went there for the billboard unveil.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh, is that?
Believe it was, when I was looking through my phone, I believe it was
2017?
6 or 7 years ago this week.
Wow. Whew.
So, it, you know,
what a
we're
time
due
to be alive.
We're due for a trip then.
Yeah.
Is what we're saying.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, again, if you're near that area, you're willing to hang out with us for not even the day, quite literally up total 6 hours.
We'll buy you a rib or two.
We'll buy your food, some drink, just enough drink that you can't drive us back to the airport drunk. And
yeah, that's a good point.
But again, that's what we're looking for. I think that would be
That would be a blast.
Preferable.
That would be so much fun.
It'd be a ton of fun. So please reach out if you're in the area. You want to hang out for the day. Again, that's Saturday, May 18. We land at the Austin, Texas airport at about 10:45. We need to be back there for our flight at 4:45. So, you know, we'll plan appropriately. It will not be very long.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat, it's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hey folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear Pig.
Bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. All right. Viewer mail time, the happiest time of the week/month.
There's no real reason that music reminds me or makes me want to ask you. The family ever gotten into Bluey?
Just recently. Yeah, we're into Bluey, Gabby's Dollhouse, and Nikki is still into Toodles. Mickey Mouse Club, which he just refers to as Toodles.
So dumb.
Yeah.
I see enough social media posts from adults about how Bluey's making them cry and there's
Bluey,
all these.
Yeah. I mean, Bluey's a good, wholesome show.
Yeah. Reed never got into it.
No.
We were watching a rated R zombie movie yesterday. So,
okay. So
we blew past Bluey and went right to the horror and zombie era. Yeah. Just
terrible,
like
terrible parenting.
Just like his dad.
What do we got? Right. Oh, I know what that is.
And you know what those perfs mean, Steve?
That's the telltale sign of the BPPC.
That's right. That's our friends. The Bill Payment Processing Center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Again, if you're traveling anywhere, east, west, west, east, probably not north, south. And you're passing.
I mean, people could live north and south of Sioux Falls.
There's not many. please give a fine courtesy wave to our friends at the BPPC in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I think we both know what this is going to be, Steve. This has got to be their least important job they do every month. It's the monthly dues from our friend. Billy Stacks, thank you for the addition to the coffers that
you,
went
sir.
To good use. Your money did not go to waste. It is flying us to Austin, Texas for a grand total of 6 hours.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah. And so, again, I was able to work the system a bit, so I'm basically getting there for free.
Yeah.
I'm getting there on the radio show's dime.
Yeah, and this $650 is going to go right into the spending coffers for our trip down to Austin, Texas.
That's going to get us at least a rib or two.
So that is going to get you a sample of a rib if you drive us back to and from the airport.
We need to take a picture with a rib and tag Billy Stacks in it just so he gets his sponsorship mention.
Yeah, we need to have we'll have to come up with a social media tag for us to use. Obviously, we'll be trying to live Facebook, live tweet, etc., and post a bunch of stuff the day of. And again, try to record our weekly content for the following week.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough.
I'm excited. I can't wait. I think I want to have a list of like man on the street questions.
Okay.
But they're all like, what's your name?
Kyle.
What are you doing here?
Here for Kyle Fest.
Thanks, man. Good luck. And then just move on to the next one.
Yeah. Now, again, we'll have our shirts on where yours will say in big block letters, Kyle.
Yes.
Mine will say, I'm with Kyle.
That's right.
With an arrow.
That's right.
And as we talked about in previous episodes, I will always have to be on the correct side of you, so the arrow is pointing in the right way.
You know, you had a work trip this past weekend, Steve, and I had
You had a big trip. Oh, boy.
And I don't know if I want to get – there's not a ton of – it's not anything like
– Are we finally getting the Vegas story?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, so we're probably going to jump over the Vegas story that's 7 years old.
Yeah.
To get to a current Vegas story because you still haven't.
I wouldn't even say it's a current Vegas. There's one Vegas story that's still sitting on my chest, but it would bore you to tears.
Okay.
It would just bore you to tears, so I'm not even going to get into the moon.
All right. Sounds good.
Minutia of it.
Good. Didn't want to hear it.
But I do have, after returning home, a Kyle vacation proclamation.
A Kyle vacation proclamation.
Now, I don't know if you have a little fanfare buildup for me. Before I deliver this vacation proclamation, the KVP.
Okay, so you want something.
By the way, find a podcast that loves anything as much as we love abbreviating. God,
I love a good acronym.
I love it.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
That's right.
Nah, that one just doesn't.
I would love if we had that. We used to have that breaking news sounder, and I don't know where it is. We used it for, obviously, our intense election coverage over, can you believe we're coming up on the podcast's third presidential election cycle.
That's insane.
We covered the 2016 election.
Uh-huh.
The 2020 election in depth. Yeah. And come November, you and I will be right here in our same seats, just to the nines.
Wall-to-wall coverage.
Doing 2024 presidential
election. Should we do a stream coverage that night?
I think we should plan on it.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, just much like previous years, we'll start our stream at like 6.
Yeah.
And at like 7 when polls just close. Right. But come here for your news.
Uh-huh.
Because we're here to help.
All right. So you need something, some fanfare.
As of today, Las Vegas has dropped out of my top five vacation destinations.
Whoa. That, I think last week or the last time we recorded, you said that it was number one.
It's been number one for years.
What happened?
It is.
Has it jumped the shark a bit? Is it? Like too family friendly now, not as sleazy as it used to be.
So here's how I remember. I've been to Vegas probably 5 or 6 times, and I'd love to pick Brother Mike's ear on this. I believe he's probably been there a handful of times in his life.
You know, I'm not sure.
No, to be honest. I'll reach out to him separately. I don't want to have you on that.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's good. I don't need that.
So my first experience dates back to 2008 with this, and then 2009. Again, been there probably 5 or 6 times before this trip. Mm-hmm. And that city was one of the dirtiest cities, scummiest cities in the world.
Sure.
You're talking people on every street corner with mini billboards strapped to their backs, flipping cards for hookers to try to get your attention. It's
everyone's trying to sell you something. Granted, I've never been there before, but that's not an unknown. Everyone wants to give you something in exchange for money.
Right. So I'd had a little bit of forewarning. I hadn't been there since 2018. Okay, so
this is pre-COVID, different time, all that,
all that stuff. I had had someone reach out, UP Chris, who was there in January, and tell me, hey, Vegas is not the same. You're not going to like it. And you know what I did, Steve?
You ignored that.
I ignored it because UP Chris is one of the cheapest people I've ever known in my life.
Really?
Ever.
So is he like opens the wallet and the poof, the little dust comes out?
If he opens the wallet, it creaks when he tries to open it. If somebody asks him to, you know, spend on anything that he might enjoy, you know.
Is he a Dutch man?
I don't even know if it's a Dutch rather than just a cheap SOB.
You've told stories about him before when the muffler fell off of his truck. Instead of repairing it, he simply picked it up with a crock in each hand, threw it in the bed of the truck, and said, well, let's get going.
Yep. Yep. And that would go back. He's my oldest friend. Mm-hmm. I count Robert in that category as well. Chris is my oldest friend. Mm-hmm. I've known him since, third grade.
Would he attest to this, that he's the cheapest person in the world?
He might give a tiny pushback, but he's wrong.
Okay.
He is far and away.
Wait, the do you cheapest think, so he knows he's cheap, but yes. he knows that there are people cheaper than him.
He likes to think so. Okay. But there were teenage, listen, when you're a teenager, it doesn't matter who it is. You're trying to impress them, mm-hmm. right? Especially when you're a teenage boy.
Yeah.
So when we go to even McDonald's, right? And you make your order and he walks up and says, can I get a hamburger, plain, and a cup for water? Okay. It brings the red out in your teenage years.
Did they charge you for cheese? Yeah, I guess a cheeseburger is probably like.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget the hubbub when one McDonald's somewhere tried to charge him for a cup for water.
Oh, no.
And my God, I'll never hear the end of it.
Oh, did he pull out like the official rules or the proclamation of McDonald's saying that hear ye, cups for water are always free?
I've got this notarized note from CEO, Kurt McDonald. And he says no further charges for water will be
good. Okay. Good man. I like it. I like his frugalness.
But
we digress.
So he had warned me, and I kind of took that with a grain of salt until I got out there and got there super late. Traveled like I never traveled.
Oh yeah, you got there. Didn't you get there at like midnight their time?
Yeah, which it was 11:15 Eastern. So 2:15. Or I'm sorry, 11:15 Vegas. Like 2:15 a.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern. The one thing I've never experienced this before in my life, we were the very last flight out of this airport.
Oh, wow. Okay.
TSA was very unhappy with us because we were there, 75 minutes before our flight.
Okay.
Which, for my money, was, as it turns out, about 45 minutes too early.
Oh, yeah. If I'm flying out at that time?
There wasn't a soul. I mean, not a soul. Mm-hmm. So while I'm waiting for my other two friends to get through the security thing, and I how long are you guys here tonight? And the most passive aggressive TSA people of my life. This is it. Just waiting on your flight. These budget airlines are pushing to go later and later. Mm-hmm. So that's why we tell you got to be here 2 hours before your flight. Otherwise, we'll shut the doors in your face sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
You got it.
Thank you. You seem very happy. You are getting paid to be here, right? You're not doing this for free.
So we get there and we sit wherever there's an open seat in the lobby, and there's noise over the intercom. I just can't hear it. Mm-hmm. People are in line. I'm thinking, people are crazy. No, they're boarding our flight like 70 minutes early.
Oh, wow. So everyone already checked in?
Everyone was there. I still stand by. We might have very well been the last people to arrive for this flight.
I mean, I guess
it's a 9:59 flight or 9:50 flight.
You'd rather leave early than late.
Yeah.
But I mean, still, like, if you're not, you're required to be there at a certain time.
We get on this plane. We are in the air 30 minutes early.
Wow. I've never experienced that.
We also land 30 additional minutes early.
Yeah.
Arrived in Vegas 1 hour before our anticipated arrival.
That's beautiful.
Never experienced anything like it.
That's amazing. I mean, yeah, you can complain about how you nearly missed the flight because it left early, but let's let the ends justify the means. That's great. Getting anywhere an hour earlier, amazing.
I'm over the moon.
Of course, yeah.
I don't think there's a single way that my Vegas vacation, again, my favorite town to visit.
Yeah.
I'm a degenerate gambler.
Yep.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Can go bad. Until we get to the hotel and we're all a little bit hungry and we go upstairs to get this on their little food court thing. I think it was Fat Burger, one of the localized chains out near the West Coast.
Sure.
And I paid $33 for a hamburger.
Ooh. Is that a meal?
I did get a drink.
Okay, so you got a drink and fries.
But the burger itself was, I think, $22, $23.
Okay. That's pricey.
And woke up the next day and realized this Vegas is not my Vegas.
Mm.
This Vegas has gone rogue.
Okay.
It's gone. Las Vegas is no longer meant for a casual social gambler like me.
Yeah.
Okay. To the point where I'm not comfortable with a $25 craps table or blackjack table. Too much can go wrong too fast. Yeah. And I'm just looking to I'm not looking to lose the entire stack of cash I brought.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of stretch out the losses long enough that it doesn't even feel bad.
Yep.
So when we're trying to gamble and you literally can't gamble comfortably for us, so you end up gambling at what they have like stations set up with, not kiosks, but desks and virtual screens.
Yeah.
And then big TV monitors for big groups of people who don't want to spend the table limits.
Uh-huh. Okay. So what's the lowest you can, like, do they still have penny slots anywhere?
Oh, penny slots exist, okay, but so penny slots are no longer what they even used to be, because penny slots, you're playing a penny per line, but you have to play a minimum, whatever, 75 lines. So it's, you're not finding a slot to spin for less than 50 cents.
Okay.
Okay. Which I'm not a huge slot guy anyway. So that doesn't matter to me. You used to be, I feel like the last however many times I'd been there in Vegas, I was able to find pretty easily a $5 blackjack table, craps table, roulette table, whatever. When it's busy, then it's obviously a little bit different when you're in the middle of the Vegas Strip, right?
But not anymore?
Not anymore. I mean, we were at 15 in the morning, 25.
Wow. I didn't realize that they would fluctuate throughout the day
As it gets busier, they raise the limits. And it did not help that I planned this bachelor party like 13 months in advance. And the UFC came in and decided to announce their literal largest card of all time for that weekend.
Oh, so there was a fight last weekend.
There was an influx of UFC bros that I have never experienced in my life.
So a lot of Affliction shirts.
Everybody buying the merch.
A lot of sunglasses inside.
And it's a very heavy UFC brings in a lot of foreign crowd, which if they're coming in for that, that means they have money.
Yeah.
These casinos can get away with this type of limits. It's
how much was your hotel room? Enough.
Oh, dirt cheap. Right. I think we booked per person hotel and flight. There was, I think, $400 for three nights. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
How is that possible?
We booked it way in advance.
Jeez.
So I don't know. It was, I left by Friday. I was apologizing to our friend who had not been to Vegas before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, man. This just isn't the Vegas that I remember. Yeah. And I've never felt more out of touch with America or the world than watching everybody just gladly walk up to these tables and just throw their money away on high limits. And don't even get me started on a lot of the small stuff, Steve. Now, I don't know how familiar you are. You're familiar with how roulette is played.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with how blackjack is played.
Yeah, not so much blackjack. I mean, blackjack,
I'm not talking about the rules. I'm just talking about the general specifics. Hey, you win a hand, you get paid the same amount of your bet returned to you. Unless you get blackjack, they pay you $3 for every two that you had bet.
Okay.
Okay, so you get a higher payout for blackjack.
Sure.
Apparently not anymore. They switched that to 6-5 payout on blackjack, which... Whatever. You say, hey, you're still getting check, a little winning. Bit,
but
that's a massive difference in the house edge.
Right. Sure.
And then you go to the suckers tables, the roulette tables, because that is the worst game to play if you're a gambler. Worst game. And they've always had single zero, you know, the green zero gives the house those extra few points. They've always had the double zero. Now they've gone all in and added a triple zero.
Triple zero. Okay.
So there's now three zeros on the roulette table. And the house, I Googled this because I was so upset. The house edge on that is close to like 8%. That it might not seem crazy. It is. That's a massive, massive edge on a game of chance, right?
Yeah.
You'd be better off at that point playing the lottery. So I left that first day so defeated.
Mm-hmm.
So defeated. Made the best of it. Had a great trip. Had a fantastic time out there.
Good, good.
Went to Old Vegas where I'd never been. We were going to try to go to a comedy show. But the ticket prices went way up the day of. We walked the strip. We were able to look at all the casinos. Saw the Tropicana, which just closed down last week. They're going to make that a baseball stadium.
Start knocking it down soon.
Loved it. But came home well aware. Told people there and told Katie when I get home, I don't think I'm going to go there again.
That's it, huh?
You're done. I can sports bet from my underwear.
Yeah.
At my house, which for years was one of my main wants to go out there for. Because you up until 2000s, about 18 or 19 here, you could not sports bet here in Michigan. I loved it. I'd go out there to sports bet, sit in the sports book, watch it, and
smoke a cigarette, no doubt.
Oh, everything's smoking out there. Everything is smoking. And came home resigned to the fact that I think
as of now,
falls not just down the list. Currently, for me, maybe emotions are a little fresh. Off the list.
Wow.
Kyle's vacation destinations.
That's surprising. That's really surprising that you had such a disappointing time that you won't go back because
I just don't have the. I shouldn't phrase it that way. I shouldn't need to.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't need to because of, like you said, the convenience of sports betting, and I mean, there are casinos around here and everything. So you, but I'm just surprised that the draw of it being Las Vegas isn't still enough to pull you back because I've never been there. And again, it's because I'm not a big gambler at all. Like I could probably count on both hands the amount of times I've gambled more than like, you know, $20 or something.
Sure.
But I would still want to go there just because I feel like you kind of need that Vegas experience. Like as an American person, go to New York City, go to Las Vegas, go to whatever, the Grand Canyon.
Sure. I would still recommend it to people, even if they're not gamblers, but I would obviously recommend different parameters if you gamble or if you don't. My brother has been talking about going out there this fall. Don't think it's actually going to happen, but he'd said, no, I probably won't gamble much. I said, then I would not spend more than 36 hours out there.
Okay.
Honestly, 36 to 48 hours. We were there on the ground. We got there late Thursday night. We left there mid-afternoon Sunday. So we were there for 2 full days. And then kind of a half day, and we gambled the night we got there a little bit.
Yeah.
So for me, at my age and everything, that was the perfect amount for me, but right. I gamble.
Okay.
I gamble a lot. So it was a different feeling. If you were to go out there, even with, $400 or $500 a piece, not for the intent of gambling, but the sights to see are cool enough. The replica Statue of Liberty,
How's the sphere?
Only saw it from a distance while we were playing Topgolf.
Yeah. Never, oh, it's Topgolf.
Went to Topgolf. Cool. Never been to that either. Really humbling for the golf game.
I don't know, man. I got that picture, that series of pictures of you in the knee-high rough.
Boy, after golfing a little bit, it reinvigorates me because I love golf.
You think you want it? Is this the year?
I kind of want to.
Is this the year we do the Stephen Kyle podcast golf outing?
I'd love to do that.
All right, maybe put that on the poll. Would you, even if it's not on the poll, just as a general post, would you attend the Stephen Kyle podcast first annual and last annual golf scramble? Coming 2020, summer 2024.
But yeah, I now have to spend the time, because obviously I'm an adult and I have to do this. I have to spend the time reconfiguring my top vacation destinations.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's a big thing. So Las Vegas was far and away a tier one vacation spot for you.
Yeah, it wasn't tier one. It was number one.
It was number. Okay, so
it was the top of my list. Like I haven't been out there in like 6.5 years. I adored that town. Loved it.
A tier, typically 3 in a tier, 5 in a tier.
I leave that up to the individual. I used to go 2 in a tier to really hold your feet to the fire.
Because you said it's out of the top 5, which I mean, if you're going 2 to a tier, you're down in tier C. Yeah, tier 3, whatever you want to say.
At least the third or fourth tier for me right now.
Whew. All right. That's surprising. That's really surprising.
Yeah. My new tier one as it stands. And again, I have a chance to reevaluate this summer. My new tier one is currently Gettysburg, New York City.
Okay. Now, again, when you're in Gettysburg, just make that quick 2.5 hour jump to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania to have a meal at Noir Dark Spirits. You're going to love it. Say hi to the owner, Josh. Very, very nice man.
I think I get some. I did. Boy, I'm not even saying it's embarrassing because it worked out for me. There's a person I'd followed on Twitter for a while, gambling related. He is the director of operations at a sports book out in Las Vegas, Circa, which is known as one of the original pillar sports book. It's known for setting the market, if you will, right? Okay. So they'll set a line, and most of the other sports books that we can download and stuff are going to kind of be around that in worse shape one way or the other. And followed him on Twitter for quite a while. Tweeted at him when we were out there. Hey, Jeff, in town, would love to say hi to you. And he was fully out of town and with his parents. But
did he reply?
Oh, yeah.
Said, I mean, that's basically a win right
he
there.
He said, out of town with the parents or visiting parents or parents are in town, whatever. And show this tweet to the ticket taker where you can still go up to a person at the sports book and place a bet. They'll give you some drink tickets. I mean, that's no big deal.
Did it work?
So of course it worked. I get 6 drink tickets.
Wow. I didn't realize that you were such a big deal on Twitter.
It's not a big deal. Listen, I don't want to make this a bigger thing than the big thing it already is.
Of course not.
But yes, yes, kind of a big deal.
Okay.
So yeah, no, listen, I don't bring this news lightly. It hurts me because I don't, at this point, I really don't know if I'll ever go back there.
Okay, hypothetical.
Yeah.
Say, you know, 2 years from now, I said, man, got a hankering to go to Vegas.
Yeah, let's book the travel. Let's go.
Okay. So it seems like you're lying in the sand.
It's not like a, yeah, it's not like a,
I mean, the tide's coming in. It's going to wipe that line out.
Line's going away. Yeah. I would go. Okay. If somebody asked me, I would go. But in terms of trying to plan or consider that as, hey, we got a few vacations this year, where should we go type of thing, I don't think it's going to come up for me for a long, long time until I kind of have that itch of, well, let's get back there and visit the old stomping grounds, right? Okay.
All right. Mm. Good to know. Hurts. Oh. Whoa. Came out of nowhere, didn't it?
That's if I already have my document open.
Now, when you were out in Vegas, could you have placed money on the what is it called? The Throat Goblin Tournament?
It's Pole Badness.
Pole Badness.
I mean, obviously, we started with the Throaty 2, moved down to the Senseless 16, the Excessive 8, down to the Foolish 4, which is where we are this week.
Yeah, this is it. This is for all the marbles.
And boy, I showed him the Word doc and the spreadsheet. I said, can you guys set a market on this for me so I can place some bets?
You got to tweet at your buddy Jake or whatever
Jeff
his
Benson,
name.
Jeff. Come on, don't embarrass
me. Wait, what's his last name?
Benson.
Oh, I thought you said Betson. I was like, oh boy, that man was
born. He's a young guy, and he's like the head of operations at Circa Sportsbook.
Okay.
If you're ever out there, mention my name, I'll give you some drink tickets.
I know Kyle, huh?
Okay, I know a Kyle too. Yeah, it's probably the same one.
He went to Kyle Fest?
Is that the guy who went to Texas? What an idiot. We were down this past, well, extended voting period, to the Foolish Four, Steve, and in our first matchup, we had the number 6 seed. Did Gordon Lightfoot care about 28 souls in one butthole, and that was taking out the number 3 seed from the What the Division? If you get cheated on with a busboy, do you have to pack in the dating career? Now, is this one that you had? Did you have a preference either way? Would you prefer?
Those are both good.
But would you prefer your sadness to go?
Kind of.
To go down?
Yeah, because I mean, maybe not 20 years ago, but in this moment, I'm you know, obviously I've moved past that difficult point in my life.
But still, just in general, you don't want to keep seeing your prior sadness.
Look, I'd be lying.
You know, corner booth, you know, teeth in the cloth type of situation.
Teeth in the cloth.
There's only a couple ways to keep the noise down in the corner booth.
I'd be lying if I said that I didn't close my eyes and envision that on a trophy.
Okay, so there's a part of you, hey, you're past enough there.
I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's a
good poll as
this
well.
This far removed, I can appreciate it.
I usually don't like to pat ourselves on the back, but in this case, job well done, Steve and Kyle.
Thank you.
Job well done. Well, Steve, your sadness will have to move on to next year.
Oh.
With 59% of the vote, our friend, our dearly departed friend, Gordon Lightfoot moves on to the Tiresome 2.
Okay, well, I'm you know, that was one of those, contests that I'd be happy with either one of them.
Right.
I'm happy both the teams had a good time.
A number 6 seed moving out of the Tiresome 2 there. Goes to show the decision down in the Planning Pagoda. Way out of touch.
Yeah.
With the voting blocks.
Sure are.
Wishes this past year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to move over to the other side. That's the Asinine Division and the Are They Serious Division. We start and finish with. The number 6 seed is a shark biting your tootsies, a warning chomp.
Chomp, chomp.
Okay, another show lore type of moment. I've hated sharks forever. Mm-hmm. It'll never go away. Reed thinks it's hilarious, by the way.
That you're terrified of sharks.
We go to the library. We were at the library yesterday, and he'll come around the corner. Hey, Dad. Like, what, bud? And he'll look what I got, and you have to read it to me. And it's like 3 different shark books.
And then you obviously turn and run like the Kool-Aid man right through a wall.
No question. I play this to the nines. I run away from him, tell him I'm not reading it.
Yep.
We have a whole bit when I'm reading to him in bed, and if it's a shark book, he hides the shark book in the middle of like 2 other books.
Oh, yeah.
So when I, okay, let's move to the second book.
Flip it over.
And I flip it like I'm all flabbergasted and throw it across the room. Great bit.
Parenting. That is parenting right there.
Taking on another Steve-centric number 6 seed is Steve, the Christopher Columbus of the Zach.
Mm.
And you only bring AIDS blankets, death, and forcing people to move, really.
Yeah, just overall sadness.
And that was that. I don't know the onus for why that poll came back up, because that conversation happened initially years ago.
I mean, that's a recurring theme, just like garage doors and you know, anything else on this podcast.
No nail biters here. Is a shark biting your tootsies a warning chomp? With 81% of the vote is moving on to the tiresome two. That's right. The tiresome two. Two number six seeds. Your final matchup this week. And the polls will be posted right now. They're already up.
Twitter. Yeah, they'll be posted in a, if you're listening to this as you're downloading, as it was downloaded, it's available around lunchtime on Tuesday the 23rd.
We've seen the numbers. They're posted.
Nobody cares.
The number six
seed. Huge waste of time.
Did Gordon Lightfoot care about 28 souls in one butthole? Taking on another number six seed is a shark biting your tootsies.
Oh, boy. I can't remember a time that two sixes were competing for the championship.
No, and I'm not going to look back to find it because I know it's never happened. Please get those votes in social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And then next week after we announce these, I'm going to post another poll. Do you want us to still do this?
Still reeling from that
hurtful comment on a YouTube video from like a month ago.
Yeah, I feel like we did that poll before.
Did we?
And I think maybe we ignored it when people said no.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll follow it this time because it's not a...
No problem.
It's not a lot of work, but it's just enough work where every year I'm like, boy, do we need to keep doing this?
Only reason I want to do it is because I want another trophy.
I want to force one of our listeners to spend their hard-earned money on buying us a delightful trophy for our trophy
work. But I'll tell you what, the day that person stops listening and the trophy stops showing up, it's the day that this thing ends.
Yep. No question about it.
All right. At Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Again, if you're in the Austin /Kyle, Texas area and you're available on Saturday, May 18th from about 11 in the morning until roughly 4 in the afternoon, let us know. We would be happy to meet up with somebody. And if you have a mode of transportation where you could cart us around, even better.
Preferable.
Yeah, that would be great. So again, at Stephen Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just send us a DM there. Let us know. And we will talk to you next week.
See ya.